Good morning. Good morning. Welcome to Coffee and Devotions. This is where every day you and I, we get together. We have a little bit of coffee. We get into God's word and we grow in our love for the Lord together. In this year, 2022, Lord willing, we'll make it from the book of Acts to the book of Philemon. I'm so glad to be with you this morning. Why don't we have some coffee? We'll pray and we'll get into God's word. Let's pray. Father, we thank you so much for this morning. You've woken us up. You have given us another day, another opportunity to know you, to bask in your glory, to walk in your ways. Father, we pray now that your Holy Spirit would be our teacher, that you would conform us more and more to your image, that we would know who you are, and we would walk in your ways. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, we are at Ephesians chapter 5. Ephesians chapter 5, and we'll begin at verse 15. Ephesians chapter 5, we'll begin at verse 15. And we'll read down through the end of the chapter. Here we go. See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be unwise, but understand what the will of the Lord is. And do not be drunk with wine, in which is dissipation, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, submitting to one another in the fear of God. Wives, submit to your own husbands as to the Lord. For the husband is the head of the wife, as also Christ is the head of the church, and he is the Savior of the body. Therefore, just as the church is subject to Christ, so let the wives be subject to their own husbands in everything. Husbands, love your wives, just as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for her, that he might sanctify and cleanse her with the washing of water by the word, that he might present her to himself, a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that she should be holy and without blemish. So husbands ought to love their own wives as their own bodies. He who loves his wife loves himself. For no one ever hated his own flesh, but nourishes and cherishes it, just as the Lord does the church. For we are members of his body, of his flesh, and of his bones. For this reason, a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. This is a great mystery, but I speak concerning Christ and the church. Nevertheless, let each one of you in particular show love to his own wife as himself, and let the wife see that she respects her husband. Well, we need to ask ourselves, A, what is this about? B, what's the best verse to summarize this? And C, what are we called to do in response to these words? So, what does it mean to be wise? Well, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Right? We want to know, what does it mean to walk before God? Being wise isn't this idea that, you know, we have all the information or something like that. No, it means, here's who God is, here's what God has said, and now by his Spirit we live our lives in response to that. It's the knowledge of the right things and the ability to do it. Well, where do we get this ability from? Well, remember, we had talked about yesterday when Ellie was here that we are children of the light, not children of the darkness, that we have his Spirit in us, and so we can walk in truth instead of in lies. And so now he says, walk in wisdom. See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be unwise, but understand what the will of the Lord is. Do you see where the knowledge comes from? The knowledge is not just whatever we want to think, but what the will of God is. It is what Jesus says in the book of Mark. when he's looking around and his family's outside and they're saying, hey, you need to call Jesus here. And he looks around, he says, who are my mothers and who are my brothers but those who do the will of God? It's knowing what the will of the Lord is and doing that. Well, the question arises, well, what is it? What is the will of the Lord? Well, it begins to start here, right? Not being drunk with wine, right? God is against drunkenness. So don't be drunk with wine, right? But instead be filled with the Spirit, right? Instead of filling your belly with alcoholic beverages that are going to make you lose your mind and speak stupid things and stumble around, instead, be wise. Be filled with the Spirit. Drink deeply of His Word. Go to Him in prayer. Have the mind of your heart and the eyes of your heart enlightened. Right? Sit before Him and walk in the beauty of holiness. He says, speak to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. Right? How are we filled with the Spirit as we come together as a church? And as we sing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. Now, I'm going to just say I'm a Reformed Presbyterian, and I think this is speaking about psalms, right? But whether you believe we should sing psalms exclusively, no matter what, the scriptures here say we have to sing psalms at least a minimum inclusively, right? We fill each other. We encourage one another. We sing to one another, and we fill one another up with God's Spirit by singing His words. Singing the spiritual songs to each other. Right? This is one of the ways in which we all do this. Now, there's an issue here with the translation. Right? English translations don't like the second person plural. They like the second person singular, you. Right? So when it says, speak to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, this is not a singular. But this is plural. I think it's like yallversion.com or something like that. It's where it takes the second person, and it's not in making melody in your heart to the Lord, but it's in your all's heart to the Lord. If we were in Pittsburgh, they would say in Yin's guys' hearts, right? In our collective heart to the Lord as we encourage one another. This is one of the reasons why God tells us not to forsake the assembling of ourselves together. So we need the body of Christ. We love one another, and this is one of the ways in which we walk in wisdom, giving thanks always for all things to God the Father in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, submitting to one another in the fear of God. You see, this walking in wisdom, this being filled with the Spirit of wisdom, happens in light of the congregation as we submit to one another, as we encourage one another, as we sing to one another, as we challenge one another, as we're able to say, hey, brother, put away the beer. Right? Put away the PBR and instead, let's go to worship. Let's come and hear of what our King has done and who He is. Right? So this first section, walk in wisdom, is specifically about this, right? How do we as a body of Christ, how do we as Christians encourage and support one another to be filled with the Spirit? Well, the next section is going to flesh this out more. What is the will of God in the family and in relationships to one another? This is going to take us a couple of days to get through as we look today first at the husband and the wife. What does it mean to walk in wisdom? What does it mean for us to do the will of God? Well, it gives obligations first. And these are commands. These are obligations, right? This is what the Spirit is commanding. So instead of bucking up against these things, one of the things that we do is we submit ourselves. And if God hadn't said these things, I would not be saying these, right? But this is what the Lord has said. It's the foolish man who wants to say this out of his own power struggle, right? But this is speaking about wives being submissive to their husbands. It's what it says. Wives, submit to your own husband as to the Lord. For the husband is the head of the wife, as also Christ is the head of the church, and He is the Savior of the body. Therefore, just as the church is subject to Christ, so let wives be subject to their own husbands in everything. Now, this does not teach ontological subordinationism. This does not teach that women are somehow less than their husbands. Actually, in the book of Colossians, we're going to get there in a few, I think in a week or two. When we get to the book of Colossians and it speaks about this, it's going to specifically tell husbands to not be harsh with their wives. Just because the wife is to be submissive to her husband does not mean that she's a doormat to her husband, nor does it mean that all women need to be submissive to every man. No, look what it said. So let the wives be submissive to their own husbands in everything. I can't go to another man's house and tell his wife what to do. No. Right? The guys in my church aren't allowed to walk into our house and start bossing around Olivia. That's not how it works. But this is this idea of, hey, wives, you want to be Christ-like? Be submissive. Do you want to walk in the Spirit? Help your husbands. Interestingly, the Holy Spirit himself is called the Paraclete, the Helper. And it's the Spirit, though he is equal in power and authority with the Father and the Son, yet submits when both the Father and the Son sinned him. And so it's no part demeaning, but it's how the economy works, how the household is supposed to take place. And this is supposed to be in the church too. I hate when people say, oh, is this your church? I was just talking to someone else and they're like, oh, that's Pastor such and such's church. And I was like, no, it's not. It's Jesus's church. No, it's Jesus's church. Jesus is the head of the church, and I must submit to Jesus Christ. The elders must submit to Jesus Christ because Jesus is the head of the church. And so in a similar way, wives, be submissive to your husbands. Well, husbands, what are they supposed to do? Well, it doesn't say lord it over them. Remember what Jesus himself said, right? The Gentiles love authority. They love to lord it over other people, right? But no. That's not how it's going to be in Jesus' kingdom. Jesus is the head of the church. And how does Jesus display his headship? Servanthood. Love. Caring for his wife. Caring for his bride, the church. So much so that he gave himself up for her. He loves his body. And so a husband ought to love his wife as he loves his own body, for nobody's ever hated his own body, right? And now, well, this is not saying an absolute statement. There are people who are, mentally ill. They might be masochistic, right? They might have a mental problem. That's not what Paul is saying here, right? But he's saying this isn't the case. The reality is that you care for yourself, you groom yourself, you take a shower, you brush your teeth. When your hand hurts, you say, ow, when you hold it. When you twist your ankle, you nurse it back to health. Husbands ought to show that same tender, loving care for their wife, both physically and spiritually. Husbands, love your wives. Take them to church. Show them the love of Jesus. Lavish them with service. Show them what it means to be a sacrificial leader. Look out for their best interest, not for the interest of yourself. Right? It was Jesus who showed his leadership, Philippians chapter 2, which we're about to get to, that he humbled himself. Though he had all the riches of heaven, he emptied himself. He became poor, took on the form of a servant. Husbands, right? Do you fulfill your wife's need to be served? It's one of those, right, Gary Chapman's famous five love languages, right? Do you show your wife love by acts of service? Do you spend time with your wife? Do you care for her physically? Do you affirm her? Right? Do you give her these words of affirmation? Do you tell her she's valuable? Do you read the Bible with your wife? Do you tell her who she is in Jesus Christ? Do you tell her how beautiful she is? See, Jesus presented the church to himself as a spotless bride, without blemish. Is that how you see your wife? Pure, beautiful, radiant. Do you sing Psalm 45 thinking about your wife? Do you still remember her on her wedding day? She walked down the aisle in that white dress, radiant and beautiful. Husband, love your wife. Care for her, nourish her, build her up. She ought to be the apple of your eye. Husbands ought to love himself, or love their wives, even as God loves the church. And wives, see to it that she respects her husband. Easy to say these things, really hard to do them. But this is what it means to walk in wisdom in the household of God. What's the best verse to summarize this? Well, for that first section, I have in my Bible verses, you're not going to like this, for the last half of verse 18 through verse 21. That's literally what I have underlined. But I think that's what it's getting at, to walk in the Spirit, be filled with the Spirit. And then for marriage, I would actually underline verse 33. Nevertheless, let each one of you in particular so love his wife as himself, and let the wife see that she respects her husband. I think that's the summary of this. I think we've talked about seek calling. What are we called to do? I don't know what this is going to look like in your marriage. I don't know what it's going to look like in your household. Feel free to drop it in the comments. Actually, I'm going to challenge you for this, right? I'm going to challenge you, wives, to write something in the comments about how you can submit or respect your husband today, how you can show that to him. Husbands, I'm going to encourage you, and you can write it in the comments. Wives can do this too. You can write it in the comments, or you can write it on a piece of paper, and I want you to resolve in your heart, what is one way that you know your wife needs you to love her? Not the way you want to show love to your wife, but the way you know that your wife needs you to love her. And how will you practically do that today? Let's go ahead and pray. Father, thank you so much for the work of your Holy Spirit. Thank you that you do not just justify us. You have not just redeemed us, but Lord, you have filled us with your Holy Spirit. Father, we pray that we would walk by your Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen. May the Lord bless you today. May you walk in the Spirit. And I'll see you tomorrow. Bye.
Thanks for listening to this week's message from God's Word for You, a ministry of Sharon RP Church in rural Southeast Iowa. We pray that the message would be used by God to transform your faith and your life this week. If you'd like to get more information about us, feel free to go to the website, SharonRPC.org. We'd love to invite you to worship with us. Our worship time is 10 a.m. every Sunday at 25204 160th Avenue, Morning Sun, Iowa, 52640. May God richly bless you this week.